The Mishnah says, the vows of a girl 11 years and 1 day old must be examined. The vows of one who is 12 years and 1 day are binding. Okay, let me just explain. We live in a society where people swear, you know, all day and all night. They swear on what's true, they swear on what's not true, they swear on what's important, they swear on all matters trivial. I swear this, I swear that. But you deserve to know that Judaism has an absolute and very serious allergy to swearing and taking oaths. So much so that the soul really goes into anaphylactic shock from an oath. It's a very serious thing, which is why the very first thing we do on Yom Kippur is say Kol Nidrei. We try to extricate ourselves from any vow that we may have taken throughout the year, because we can't come before Hashem, before God, and do what we have to do during Yom Kippur while our souls are sort of tethered to these vows or oaths that we may have taken during the year that we didn't fulfill, God forbid. It's a very, very serious thing. So now, whose oath do you take seriously? So a girl who's 11 years old and 1 day, you examine. In other words, you ruminate over oaths. You do some research to see what were the conditions under which she made the vow. How serious is it? Does she have to be absolved of the vow? But once she's 12 years and 1 day, her vow is binding. Has anyone ever heard the expression, bli neder, without an oath, without a vow? If you say, I promise I'll pick you up tomorrow morning, I'll be there at 9 a.m., you know, it's not such a bad thing to say bli neder, because maybe you'll be there at 9:05 or a quarter after 9. Who knows if you get stuck in a traffic jam. But certainly, to say, I swear I will do something is not something people do. So for a girl who's 12 years and 1 day, it's binding because she is considered an adult. Our rabbis taught that this is the case. This is the ruling of Reb Chisda. And explain, what is the reason? Because it is written that the Lord God built. Now look in the parentheses. Vayiven. Which means that the Holy One, blessed be He, gave women more understanding. Bina. The Hebrew word bina means understanding. And here the Mishnah is saying that the word vayiven actually comes to teach not that He built her only literally, but that He infused her with or invested her with a greater level of understanding, which is why a boy's vows have to be examined at 12 years and 1 day and are only binding at 13 years and 1 day. I don't even know if I should laugh or I should cry when people tell me, well, we didn't do Chelsea's bat mitzvah till she was 13. I mean, why should she get the short end of the stick? As if you're bat mitzvah at 12, that makes you somehow inferior to the guys who are getting bar mitzvah at 13. You understand? What they don't understand is that they're slapping the daughters in the face because their daughters have already come of age and have already earned the appellation adult according to Jewish law when they're 12. It's an absolute compliment to the female condition that 1 year earlier she becomes bat mitzvah. Oh, but I don't want Chelsea to feel inferior. So this is just one more indication of how anything boys do is absolutely superior to girls, just without even thinking why, when, what, and where.